Hey, welcome to your brand new episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is Julie hosting and gonna bring you some new stuff today, just talking about my life and what's going on with me being in the fitness world. The purpose of the podcast was to kind of follow along the yoga certification process and my business, which I've now closed. I feel a lot more in control of my time because I don't have to stay up all night going over invoices and what editing my website and whatever event and the next. It was always something with the business and I loved doing it. But I don't feel like I have to stay up all night doing paperwork and computer stuff. And now I'm staying up all night like creating workout programs. And that's, you know, it's a computer thing, which I'm getting to where I understand the software, where I program and assign these things. I gave some feedback that I wish onboarding. I wish it had been more geared technologically. And they did print out a handbook on the other software because there's the software for creating the workout programs, which is connected to everybody's app, which makes sense. And then there's another software, which I know it has to be separate, for signing up folks. And then there's another sign-in for my schedule. And then there's another app for the group messages for the weightlifting. And I understand that there has to be group chats and that way. I don't know. It seems like we could also just get it through emails, you know, but I kind of wish the font was a little larger. Like, that's really, as old lady as I'm sounding right now, even with my readers on, I wish the font on those HIIT workouts, high intensity interval training, I wish that the font was just a little bit larger on the images in which they come in. But it's fine. Like, I'm, you know, they said if I get where I can't read it on a day I'm teaching, that I can always just, like, you know, reach out to them, text them and ask. It's been a huge technological learning curve for me. And yesterday was it was a very long and unexpectedly busy day. And there was something good that happened in the middle. I'll talk about that in a second. But I stayed very late. And it turned into another day of, wow, lesson learned. I go out on a limb and I stay, you know what I mean? Like, you do something, you go out of your way for somebody. You go extra and extra for somebody and you spend a lot of time investing. And then at the end of the day, it turns into, like, lesson learned again. But you always want to, like, give everybody, you know, you want to believe there's, like, that good things will happen, or you don't want to believe that people would, I don't know. Like, I understand everybody has stuff they're going through. But yeah, I'll just say, I don't want to go into details of what happened. I'll just say, like, yesterday was like lesson learned. At the end of the day, I was like, it's not even about money. I have to start cutting myself off at a certain time. Instead of saying, oh, I'll be extra and stay, like, super late. In fact, I got to meet the only other trainer there that's still working with people on a daily basis through the week. He won't work weekends. He is willing to stay very late, and he doesn't want to do early. So it sounds to me like I need to just start getting up earlier, and I can open up my availability in the morning. And if somebody I sign up with some sessions wants to do like a late night because they work late, then I can just set them an appointment with him because he's met people as late as 10 o'clock. If I met someone for a 30-minute session at 10 o'clock, and this is not coming from an emotional, this is just experience. The amount of time 30 minutes pays me, it's barely going to cover my gas. And then at the end of the 10 o'clock session, if I did a 10 o'clock, which I haven't, at the end of the 10 o'clock session, it would end at 10:30 p.m. I would get home at 11:30 or 11:20 p.m. I only have one trainer shirt, so I would have to like run downstairs, wash my trainer shirt, come back up, you know, take my shower and make sure I get that shirt dry because I only have one trainer shirt. So with my having, with them adding like these other things to my schedule, I just don't see me going out on a limb to stay late for anybody ever again, like ever after last night. So I understand everybody has stuff they're going through, but I'm really going to start making myself less available too, because I love what I do and I love going to great lengths for people. And sometimes, well, almost every time you start to learn anyway. So in the middle of the day, and I mean, all people have the potential to be good. And, you know, I was still like super nice in that situation because I don't really know their truth. You never know what somebody's going through. It's just like, hey, you know, that's fine. Anyway, in the middle of the day, I finally, like, I wanted to take my break at like 2 and go lift weights and do stuff. I ended up not getting to eat until like 4 because I'm the only trainer there. And so I ended up doing like 4 consultations. And I don't remember how many of those were even booked. It was like a whirlwind. I don't even know how I stayed so busy because I guess because I'm the only trainer there and people are constantly popping their head in. Half of the women that pop their head in have forgotten the code to get into the bathroom because you have to punch a code into the locker room. And then some people are just like, hey, can you answer this question? They'll just pop their head in because there's not very much staff. And I noticed that the front desk person stays so busy, they don't even get in a hurry when they're overwhelmed because they're just used to it. You're used to being the only person there. And so I made myself take notes so I can remember how to do the tannin bed because I forgot how to do the tannin bed thingy. And it's just a matter of pushing a button, or pushing a few buttons, I should say. But you have to do it on like a board, like a little digital board, and then you have to do it in the computer under their account. And so they recommended doing it after. But I'm like, what if I set them up and they go in and like I pull up their account and it says they're not a premium or whatever kind of member? Anyway, I was just enjoying the red light therapy, and then that bed went out in the new. I keep saying the new place. It is kind of a new place. It's new to me. It hasn't been there quite a year. And the red light therapy bed has gone out like right after. I think it was like the same day I used it. Like the next day they were saying, oh, it's not working. And I was like, what? No. Anyway, when I took my break at 4, I was very hungry by then. I went to a little Mexican place next door. And the little Mexican place next door to the Hoover location is so good. And their service is stellar. I went to the little Mexican place next door to the Trustful location. Not so stellar service. The food was, you know, a little greasy, but just normal for Mexican food. The service was not good. They were kind, but the service, you know, you can be really, really, really nice and still be the worst server ever. I guess it wasn't the worst ever. I was just in a mood. When it takes you 15 minutes to get just a cup of water and I've already had some chips, you know, it's like, what, you know, and then trying to get some Wi-Fi password, but their handwriting, I couldn't read any of it. And then she tried to read it out. And that was even more challenging actually, because I couldn't understand her. And I mean, I don't speak another language. I'm not being judgy. I'm sure that her English is way better than my Spanish because I can't speak Spanish. But like she was saying something and then I said, like, as she's reading it out, because her Y looked like a G on the codes, and so she was trying to read it out, and everything she said I was repeating it back wrong because I was like, what? So there was like communication barriers. She tried to write it down. She tried to read it. But the fact that I had to wait like 15 minutes for water. I've already dealt with that in the freaking restaurants around here where I live. They do that every time. They'll make you wait like 15, 20 minutes for a cup of water. And after you've seated someone, I think that's just, It's unnecessary. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason. I mean, they were slightly busy, but, like, they weren't, to be fair, they weren't, like, that busy. Anyway, and then, like, I had to go and get my, like, I have to go find my ticket because I'm ready to go, and she's wrapping forks because, I mean, I'm guessing they're just too busy. Whatever. They were too busy to wait on me. So I won't, most likely, won't be going back there with the number of options that there are. Or, you know, what I did the other day, and what I'll do mostly is just pack my own lunch because it's costing ridiculous amounts of money to go out and be ignored and not brought water. And for the amount of times that I go out, it's always like a bad experience. And then I'm like, this is why I never go out. Actually, that's not true because the little Mexican place next door to the other location, the prices are phenomenal. The service is like always perfect. So I guess I'm just picky. I'm a little bit of a diva, maybe, when it comes to going out. If I'm going to pay extra for food that I could prepare myself, or I could just take some like stuff to work. Actually, to be fair, I could just buy protein at work. I could just buy the protein shake and never leave. Like, they got protein snacks and, like, I've never seen it, but there's, like, protein chips. Anyway, I almost, like, bought a protein cookie there, but then I looked at how many carbs it had, and I was like, no, thank you. So, after I went to the Mexican place, I almost got off track a little bit, because we're 11 minutes in. I went to the Mexican place, came back, and then I heard people in the group fit room. I love group fitness. I don't just teach it because, like, I don't like it. I love group fitness. Anyway, I came back. I wasn't quite ready to, I was like, I'm going to work out. But I wasn't in a hurry to, like, start working out right away. I walked by the group fit room and I poked my head in, and there's one of the Zumba instructors who actually was teaching at the Hoover location, at the other location. And she remembered my name. She knew who I was. And I was like, wow. I'm like, are you about to teach Zumba? And she said she was. And then she said, are you going to come in? And I looked down, I'm wearing my trainer shirt. So I was like, I think I have to change because I'm not supposed to work out in my work clothes. Because, you know, people will think I'm just like not working. Because, I mean, when I'm off the clock, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, let me go change. And so I went and changed. And then right after eating a bunch of Mexican food, I went in there and did the Zumba. That was like the highlight of my day, though. It didn't really bother me. I didn't eat a lot. Like, I ate a half order of chicken nachos. So I didn't eat like a lot. It was fun. I need to do stuff like that because I've been working there since early December. And that was my first time that I actually made time to be just in another person's class. Anyway, at the end, I asked if, do you think that anybody would want yoga here? Because I see there's no yoga on the schedule. And she reminded me that she makes the schedule, and she's actually the new group fit manager there. So I've sent her my availability, and it sounds like I'm going to be really busy with like lunchtime classes, which is exactly what I need, is more classes in the middle of the day. I need to be careful not to load up my nighttime schedule, especially the way that I was feeling last night. I got up and left here. Well, I left a little early because I had to go get my car tags. You know, you have to pay taxes on your tags because we don't pay enough taxes, I guess. I went and paid these things for the stickers, you know, so my tags don't expire. And went by a new coffee shop. That made me happy. I love seeing businesses thrive. And then I went over to work early so I could start confirming my appointments. Actually, all of my morning appointments, they showed. I had one nighttime cancellation. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just had so many distracting thoughts come up just then. But, you know, yeah, all my morning appointments came in. I got to work around 11:30. Yeah, I got to work at 11:30. Well, that's when I actually got there a little before. But if I get there at 11:20 or so, I'm just going to put 11:30 on the sheet. I got there at 11:30 and I, like, took my lunch at 4. I came back to work at like after my working out, which I didn't even get to lift weights because I had so much to do in the computer for my workout programs I'm designing. And, you know, learning how to do this and just lose the information and start all over. I've done that. Anyway, I start back again. I forget what time it even was. It was late. Doing the floor stuff, which I was like, you know, being the trainer on the scene and texting people about book me for a consultation. And I did get one booked. It's for like, you know, 2 weeks from now, because now my schedule is ever so busy. I'm going to go through this HIIT training again. It's not like, you know, I think they kind of left it up to me. If you give me a choice, do you want to lift weights all day and get paid for it? Or do you want to just not do that? Yeah, I'm going to always choose lift weights all day and get paid for it. Every time, every day. I would do it every day. If you said, I will pay you to lift weights for 8-9 hours a day. Yeah. I mean, I get tired. I'll probably cry for a week. Get up off the couch like this. Ugh. When I get up off the couch after like doing like a crazy amount of exercise, it's so intense and my legs are like, you know, they don't even want to move me off the couch. And then I make a little sound when I get off the couch. I go like, you can imagine, I guess. And if you've ever lifted weights, like, you know, for a very long period of time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'd rather build endurance this way. And I'd already said on this podcast, it was like the hardest training I've ever undergone. So do you want to do that again? Yes, please. I think I need to understand it more fully because of the way that they, I think I even explained it before, like they kind of tricked you, like coaching and chaos. They kind of trick you by like testing you, and making sure you can spot weird things happening, which, I mean, I did all of that incorrectly because I was nervous. You know, they're like watching you, setting you up. We're going to set you up. We're going to hide around the corner, and we're going to wrap the cable around our throat just for a second to see if you see it's happening. They just want you to be able to watch 10 people at once, like, and check for safety first. Because that's our main thing is safety, making sure that people don't get hurt. And then, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be next Friday. So a week from today, Friday, Saturday, pretty much all day. So I'm having to like, I've cleared my schedule of, appointments, like, no consultations, no Club 360. I've already got somebody signed up for my Club 360 on Wednesday. So, I've been shadowing those classes. And another thing I've been doing is the complexity of teaching this class. They send a screenshot of like the workout is written in this tiny little font. And then it sort of explains like the timing. It says what the day of the week that the workout is. It says exactly what the focus is, whether if that's like mixed conditioning, lifting, gymnastics, like whatever the focus of the day is. And then it lists the workout of the day, and it's got all the way to set up your stations. So as I've been shadowing this coach who's really good at it, when he writes out the workout and translates it from that little tiny file to the dry erase board, and luckily he's got good handwriting, I've been taking pictures of his dry erase board translations and watching him coach people through it so that I can have a more functional understanding of translating what my boss has created for the regional, because she's regionally, like, she's not just writing these out for like one gym. She writes out these programs regionally. And then she goes all around. She's like, she just posted another, she was like some other state. I forget if it was Texas or whatever. She's always doing these trainings to teach people how to kind of coach their like HIIT brand, if you will. So yeah, it's been interesting. It's been an interesting few days to go back into the big box setting, like the big box conglomerate setting. I feel like that's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like yesterday was one of the busiest days. And actually, I was the last to leave. So even the front desk staff, they had already closed up. Like they all, everybody that worked with me went home way before I did. I almost felt like I wish I had a key to lock up the personal trainer office, but whatever. I think Monday might be member appreciation day, so I'll probably be there for that. And when I get to do the member appreciation day, I will update all of you on that. I don't know if this content is good. It's just my experience. I'm trying to share it as emotionless as possible. Like I don't want to take emotion with me to work, but I do get really excited about like yoga and the fact that I may be teaching more classes at like lunchtime. I sent my availability and I sent the formats I'm comfortable with. And as soon as she tells me what classes I'll be teaching, I'll close off my personal training hours from the time slots where I'm teaching. However, I'll already be there. So say if somebody wanted to meet me at noon, and I have a class from like noon to one, they can just schedule their consultation like either right after my class or a different time slot. I've even closed off like Thursdays, like in the PM, because like it got so crazy where I started noticing that I don't want to overlap where I don't have any kind of chance to, you know, there's days where you need time to just do life things, appointments, errands, shopping, things in the daylight hours, you know, like sometimes you need to be in an appointment that's only a 9-to-5 business or you need to go to a place. So even though I'm keeping my weekends open, I've decided to take back Thursday afternoons as well. I just find myself getting more and more where I'm like, okay, I'm less available. And that's probably going to make it where I'm the most booked up trainer ever, because exclusivity has a bit of an appeal. And it's not just I don't really have to build up credibility for myself. Like I don't really have to explain myself, but like, I know what I'm doing. I feel like some of the exercises that could be added to this software that, I'm going to have to like find my own way to make my workouts I've written fit in there, because there are so many things, like especially when it comes to like speed, agility, quickness drills, there's so many things I can't find within this app. So that's interesting. I'm becoming more and more like, I always thought, oh yeah, yoga taught me to be protective of my energy, but just life experiences, you know what, I'm even more so. I'm almost wanting to like shout from a rooftop for those of you who harass businesses or people in business. Like if you harass business people, whether if that is, which I'm sure no one who listens to this, where I'm talking about how, you know, my business went when I had it, anybody that harasses business people, whether if it's on social media or otherwise, they're just pieces of garbage, because people who give businesses a hard time, like, or just want to like send excessive, unnecessary messages for their own entertainment, that is no way to be. I even was looking through my phone, and there's so many times where people reach out to me. There was this one weird text of, hey, it's so-and-so from whatever, and they're having this thing at the mall, and they want a yoga demo. Can I give so-and-so your number? And I'm like, yes, have them call me. You would not believe, that's just one example. You would not believe how many people reach out to me like that and nothing comes of it and nobody follows through. Hey, make sure you call this CrossFit place, really wants a yoga. Yeah, make sure you call. Call this number right now. And I call and call and call, and then I just get like nothing, no answer, no callback. It's just like, why? It's like, I was like talking to my counselor about, it's sort of weird. Am I happy? I'm not happy that, like, happy is not the word about closing my business. I would say, like, just, like, feeling less stressed to obligation. Because I was like, I have to hustle. I have to make my business work. And to me, money doesn't make the pass and fail grade for yoga. It can't, right? Because if you're trying to use yoga to make money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, or you don't actually understand that it's meant to be like a healing process. It's not meant to be like marketability. I'm not supposed to come in with a theme song. Anyway, I am working with one client, and she is super freaking awesome, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Made my day. Like, just to be able to finally, I've been training for years, but I started as a personal trainer in the first of the year, and here we are, it is like the end of February, like March starts on Wednesday is when I think Wednesday's the first, and I finally trained a client. One. So yeah, that's how that went down. It took a while to get the ball rolling. I definitely see this gym has a lot of potential. It's so very new. Like, the chain is not new, but this one branch I'm in, it is so very, it feels like it's really in its infancy. And yeah, there's a lot of other stuff I could expand on with that, but I'm really new to it too, because I've only been at this location for like about a week. And it's interesting to see how different branches of the same club have like various dynamics. I will say, like, the Hoover dynamics, and I said this in front of the manager at the other one, Hoover kind of sets the standards for like organizational cleanliness and all that. They've really got it together. So I'm also, I just learned where all the machines were at the one, and I'm also trying to learn where all the, this is a lot of machines, so I'm trying to learn where all of the equipment is as far as the various types of, you know, like the row machine, where's the hamstring machine. I've been walking, like, I try to spend a little time walking around and becoming familiar. But I do kind of regret that I didn't lift weights yesterday, a little bit. At the same time, if I hadn't done Zumba, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to bring up, hey, can we get yoga on the schedule? She said it's also new. She'll have to just let me know. But it looks like I'll be having some kind of classes at lunch. I hope it's yoga and cycling. That would be great. We'll see. I'm already down for those other classes. So even not counting personal training, I do have classes at both locations. So it's just one of those things where I find, here I am, I'm just going over it again and again. And Robin's kind of like been communicating with me about this non-comp thing. That they're, you know, I haven't actually signed a non-comp, but their policy is like company-wide that if you train with them, they don't want you to train with other people. I think that Robin wants me to kind of just, I don't know. I'm not sure. She keeps bringing it up. Like, Robin, I know you listen to this. She keeps bringing it to my attention. However, I don't see, even if I told Robin, even if I didn't, like, let's just say they said, you can teach wherever you want. I don't see how I can juggle Club 360, personal training at two locations, which I just started because I've got one at one, and then teaching yoga at two locations, and plus cycling at another, like one of these two. Like, that's a lot of planning. And like, when I'm designing workouts, like, that's a lot of work. I've already got some other people who are reaching out to me because the other trainers who have quit, they still have package sessions, like, going. So I'm not sure how many, like, at this point, some have, like, communicated with me and some have not. So at this point, I don't know how many I will actually be working with, because there's no way to predict what will happen. Like, will they actually come to their sessions? Will they actually reach out to me a second time and say, yeah, let's do this day? Like, I have times available, but who is going to actually reach out? I don't know. Yeah, it's been a lot. Like, it just seems like there's so much going on. And one of the things my counselors reminded me is just remember that, you know, no matter what you decide to do, whether if you stay or don't, you really got nothing to lose. And, you know, the business thing is an option you can always come back to. But Robin, your text was hilarious when you said perfect job. There is no such thing as a perfect job except for people just bring you money. Is there a perfect job? I feel like yoga is the perfect job. And I kind of agree with what she's like saying. Like, I should be able to teach yoga whenever, wherever. But I'm going to be, like, it's going to be pretty crazy to do when I'm thinking ahead of, I've already got people booking consultations, like, 2 weeks out. I've got somebody else who booked a personal trainer. I've already got a second client who has been working with the other trainer, and she's booked me for Friday after next. So I'm, like, looking at my schedule, and I'm going, like, I don't think I need to add more yet. If I can stay this busy, I will keep going over. Like, I don't mind the drive. As long as my car can handle it, I can handle it. If the car decides it can't handle it, I will be teaching Zoom, I guess. But I don't know. I don't need to think that way. I don't need to think something's going to happen. Anyway, here we are at 31 minutes. Anchor does have a time limit on me. I do want to thank you all for listening if you've made it this far. I hope this content of what's happening in my life is kind of entertaining for you. I need to not focus so much on, like, what's happening with my work life when I'm at home. I actually need to just take some time now while I'm here and kind of get my head screwed on straight and just focus on my home and focus on myself as well. I should put myself first. Why did I list my house first? I mean, you know, I'm here, so it came up. So yeah, whatever you're doing today, I'm just here to remind you that you're stronger than you think. The only reason that I am still alive right now, I think, is because it's my job to tell you that you're stronger than you think you are, and you're capable of so much more than you know. And I'm not just saying that. We all are capable of doing so much more good than we ever knew. And somehow we'll find that way, like a way to it. So make sure that every action you take today is working you towards your goals. Don't let people bring you down, no matter what happens. And let's be happy, healed, and free. And together we come together, hopefully to become a source of peace and healing for all of life. Thanks so much. Namaste.